right on my tombstone with a bold hand. This man lived and died a racing man.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Fan Talk here on this Tuesday afternoon. Time to talk a little racing. For that, we bring in our good friend, Rafe Joe. That is your, like, theme song, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much, unfortunately.
Oh, how you been?
Man, I'm doing good. Had my stress test this morning. Had to fast. And, buddy, let me tell you what. When that thing was over and I got all put back together, where do you think I went?
Home team.
I went to home team.
Did you get the pork melt?
I unfasted and had the pork melt.
You didn't have any leftovers?
No, I did not. I thought about you for a minute. But, you know, here's what I took and thought about is I want to protect you from yourself. So
right.
I was going to bring a plate, and then I said, you know, best thing I can do is to help Bobby continue on his journey to continue to do what you're doing here today.
I ain't never heard nobody sound so selfish and make it sound so good.
Right.
That was unbelievable, though. Because I haven't had bread in, like, I don't know, 5 weeks.
Right.
But just a bread, man. No, it was.
What did you get for the side?
Collard greens.
Well, there you go.
So I had them wolfed down in no time.
You got something green, though. There you go. All right. Did you race this weekend?
Yes, we did, man. We had a great weekend. We started out Friday.
In Dillon, right?
Yep.
Anderson.
In Dillon. And we carried six cars. And when we left Friday night, all six cars were within a tenth of one another. So, man, the team worked really well together. It was a great deal. And we showed up Saturday, and the racetrack changed. It was hotter. We got all this rubber. We all slowed down over a half a second. And, man, my poor car owner, he was the best of the best on Friday. And he and Strom Altman came and drove one of the cars. Was he really fast. And they got together in an unfortunate little incident before the race started, and we wiped out two cars. But we had a backup plan that in play, and had a great day. I won the heat race and finished second in the feature. I had to pass my car owner, who had gotten into a pretty hard lick, which I felt really bad about. But young Connor Lee, right out of Florence, won again. He's driven in a couple of different of our cars and won twice, and that's a tough pill to swallow. But 15 years old, that young kid is a wheel man, and I hope one day everybody will remember that name, and we can watch and help his racing career move along.
You just said you were going to drive to Florence and beat the kid up after school.
No, I ain't going to beat him up. I was just thinking about maybe getting him in trouble or something where his mom and daddy won't let him race.
So you felt bad about passing your owner. Alex Bowman and Kyle Larson didn't feel bad about not letting Chase Elliott get up there.
Yeah, when they get older, they will. When you appreciate the people who put you where you are, you kind of feel bad. Mm-hmm. Even in the moment of your most competitive, most combative mindset you'll ever have, Bobby, if the roles, would I have wrecked him on the last lap to win the race? Probably. Not wrecked him, but I'd have moved him.
And that would have been the end of your racing career.
Probably. All right,
they were at Dover this past weekend. Austin Cindric won the Xfinity race on Saturday, his third winner of the season. Alex Bowman won the Dry Dean 400 in the Cup race on Sunday. Rick Hendrick's cars finished 1, 2, 3, and 4. And I'm just saying, Alex Bowman got his second win. Kyle Larson's already got a win. Why don't you just let Chase get up there and get a win?
I wonder why come he can't. I mean, why? How can you win a championship and then you just kind of floating along? I don't get it, man. But to finish all cars in the top four, and that was the 750 package that we raced at Darlington.
Right.
Wasn't the greatest race at Dover I have ever seen now, but it was a lot of pretty cool storylines, and that was one. I don't know where Alex Bowman came from, but they just worked on that thing, and they were patient, and they made the right adjustments at the right time and was able to keep the racetrack underneath them. Dover's a lot like Darlington in that you are racing the racetrack most of the time.
Right.
And, man, Martin Truex started on the pole, thought it was a done deal. Figure he'd stretch it out, and then Kyle Larson took the show over. And once again, man, Kyle Larson just, you know, stepped on his own toe again. Just was unable to keep up with the racetrack and unable to stay off his tires and have a good, clear, crisp understanding of what it would take to get to the end. He did it to himself. And I love Kyle Larson. He's like probably my top four favorite. But until he settles down and gets a better communication with his guys, he's going to continue to do what we saw, is dominate and can't finish, dominate, can't finish. But it was refreshing to see someone like Alex Bowman that has not, I wouldn't say he struggled this year, but he won a race. I know, but both of them, we were like, at the end of it, where did he come from? And that's pretty cool, man. That's a Matt Kenseth move. That's a David Pearson move, man. Where do you come from? So, man, they got a lot going on good right there, and it was fun to watch. It was a very good watch, actually. Even though Kyle Larson was stinking the show up, there was a lot of comers and goers and a lot going on in that race. So in the next time that we go to Dover, we'll have the new car, so that'll even be more interesting.
Next year,
yeah, because we're not going back.
There's only one race at Dover.
Yeah, we're not going back there.
Okay, all right. So Alex Bowman's your winner, Kyle Larson second, Chase Elliott third, William Byron fourth, Joey Logano was fifth, Kevin Harvick sixth, Denny Hamlin seventh, Tyler Reddick, 8th. Daniel Suarez, 9th. Cole Custer finished 10th. Bubba Wallace got his best finish ever, 11th. I believe it was his best finish.
Yes.
Of his career. So, yep. From his Cup career, I guess. Ryan Blaney was 12th. Kurt Busch was 13th. Austin Dillon, 14th. Brad Keselowski, 16th. Martin Truex Jr. was 19th. Just going down the list here, Ryan Newman was 23rd. He hasn't been much of a factor this year, has he? Your boy Kyle Busch, 27th, and that's about it, right?
Yep, that'll about do it. Chase Briscoe didn't do well. You know, we were kind of hoping that he had turned a corner. And the other interesting note was Josh Berry, who's run so good in the Xfinity Series, driver for Dale Earnhardt Jr., come out of the late model stock ranks. He got a shot. Justin Haley, COVID protocols, had to step aside, and Josh Berry got handed over to driving chores. Thought he was going to, and he was doing decent, but he had some trouble there towards the end. So
now, and for full disclosure, I did not watch but the last 15 to 20 laps because the Carolina baseball game I was watching lasted 4 hours.
That's too long for a baseball
and
game.
And didn't get over with until 5 o'clock, so I switched it over there. I guess it was about 20 laps to go. And
that's when everything started happening, too, by the way. Just so you know. But, yeah, man, we saw some.
Kyle Larson had 263 laps.
Man, he had it going on. It was the exact opposite of what we saw at Darlington with Martin Truex led all those laps, and you figured he's got this thing going away, late race caution, restarts, people losing their mind, the whole nine. So, it was, like I said, it was still a good watch. There was still a lot of drama going on, a lot of good racing. And Bubba Wallace, he got wrecked or taken out. I can't remember. He finished second at Daytona for Richard Petty a couple years ago.
I thought I read what it was his best. Maybe it was his best finish
this year. Yes. Okay, and it was, and he was in the, he was solidly in the top 10.
Right.
But, man, I wanted to give a nod to a couple drivers. One, Daniel Suarez, is in that powerhouse, racing team with, Pitbull, his deal, a top 10, man. I think that's his second or third from, yeah, whatever he does. Right. The same thing.
But Mr. 305.
Yes.
That's what you call him from Miami.
What?
Mr. 305.
305.
Mr. 305.
305. Right. Got it. No, I was close.
Yeah.
I was close.
When you call him on the phone, you go 305, 843 here.
Yeah, it's big 803. I'm from Columbia.
That's a pretty good deal, though. I mean, he's really brought a lot of attention and a whole new fan base.
I remember him at Daytona. He was very excited. He got out very early, but he was very excited at Daytona.
Well, they have put a heck of a deal together. Daniel Suarez and Bubba Wallace both are driving. For people that are creme de la creme in what they do, and Michael Jordan and Pit Bull. So,
did you not think Michael Jordan would be more of a presence?
I thought I would have thought so after all the hype going into Daytona.
Right. I mean, but, I don't know if he's been – has he been in a race?
But if he does, man, everybody – well, how could you miss him? But people keep it on the DL, and I don't get that. I mean, I would have figured, you know, when he's not out doing stuff or fishing right. or whatever he's doing, that he'd be at the racetrack and he would really be a bigger presence. Not so much just for Bubba Wallace and that whole group, but kind of promote what he's doing, how he's doing, why he's doing it, and kind of grow that thing. I think – when this new car comes out and he really gets a full taste and a full situation under his belt, we may see more of him. I don't know if Bubba Wallace's what he's doing or not doing out on the racetrack has made a big difference, but that was a really good, fair run for Bubba Wallace. You know, it might be a little easier for Suarez to have gone to a new team and come out and running good as he is versus what Bubba Wallace is doing, several different reasons, but you have to really look at it in its totality, you know, that where Bubba Wallace came from and getting kind of thrown into the situation. You're figuring, you know, he's got Joe Gibbs this and Joe gets that, but he's really having to relearn everything from his past, and it's going to take him a minute. Well, Suarez has been around a bunch of different teams and bounced around and won a championship in the Xfinity Series. He probably has a better handle on change and being able to adapt. So I'm not covering for Bubba Wallace. I'm just saying this was a good breakout run for him, and that as the year progresses and we're halfway through the regular season, we might see a little bit better performance out of the 23 car all in all.
Yeah, I don't want to, you know, wait till Bubba Wallace wins a race and Michael Jordan just show up all of a sudden.
Right.
Flying
out of nowhere.
My
right?
thought when it was announced last year that he was forming a race team, Bubba Wallace was going to drive for him, I said, all right, this is what we've been waiting on NASCAR right. to do. Bring in a whole new audience.
We'll see him at the racetrack. They'll be interviewing him.
And we haven't seen that at all.
Yeah, you know, and I'm glad you brought that because it brought me to mind. You know, when Michael Waltrip does that grid walk in the beginning, in the pre-race, that's kind of where I was thinking that we would see Michael Jordan in his presence. Even if he has to leave and go do something else or whatever he was doing, he, in my opinion, if you're going to do this and you're going to go all in, be all in. Be at the racetrack.
You don't have to go to every race, but you'll be at some of the bigger ones.
No, man.
Ones,
yeah. I mean, just be there, you know. His deal. He owns it. But I'm saying for what everybody was thinking and everybody was talking about or what these guys are doing for the sport, I would have thought he'd have had a bigger presence.
Right. I did too. All right, we got to take a break. If you have any questions for Rafe, 843-721-9500. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ. 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
Traffic brought to you by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With 7 convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection at Gerald's Tires and Brakes.
Plenty of problems now on the roadways. Watch for accidents and problems still clearing. A wreck on the 52 connector, debris on the interstate westbound at Dorchester, and lights malfunctioning.
Looking ahead, another beautiful weekend on the way with highs in the 80s. With your Low Country forecast, I'm John Dixon.
The Treehouse on John's Island is my favorite home and garden shop in Charleston, hands down. There are pots in every color, shape, and size, gorgeous outdoor furniture, and head inside the shop to find that perfect gift for any occasion. From wind chimes to birdhouses, furniture to mirrors, lamps to frames. Go online to thetreehousejI.com or browse the shop at 849 Main Road. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5. For your home, garden, or gifts, shop local. Shop the Treehouse.
At Sparrow & Kennedy, we know that no South Carolina property is the same as the next. Everyone needs something different. That's why we have a full lineup of John Deere equipment, from compact tractors to utility tractors, riding lawn tractors, and Gator UTVs. They're user-friendly, built to last, and have loads of attachment options. And they're always affordable with great financing available. Sparrow & Kennedy and you. Emphasis on you. Learn more at sparrowkennedy.com.
Helping you see clearly through the Lowcountry traffic. Dr. Christopher Orr with the Eye Care Center of Mount Pleasant, 1055 Johnny Dodds Boulevard. Call now for an appointment, 884-4343. That's 884-4343 or online at mountpleasanteyecare.com.
Today, millions of people all across America are building a life in recovery from addiction and mental illness, helping themselves
and helping each other. with friends, family, and community lending their strength and support.
Join the Voices for Recovery.
Together, we are stronger.
For 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral for mental and substance use disorders, for you or someone you know, call 1-800-662-HELP.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Millions plan for retirement online. Estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, and manage your benefits all from the comfort of your home. And give yourself the freedom to do what you want offline. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Driving a race car is my way of making a living. My way of putting the bread on a table at home. I'm getting back about half as much as I'm giving. And I couldn't make it without a good woman at home. First place could be just a dream, I'm gonna chase it. Finishing out of the top ten is nothing but bad.
All right, that's horrible. I'm sorry.
You hear this song every week.
I might as well face it.
Who is this?
Marty Robbins.
All right.
First
shut up, Marty.
Equipment is something a man's got to
he wore many hats.
Welcome back to Fan Dog here on this Tuesday afternoon, talking NASCAR with our good buddy, Rafe Judd. Before we get back to Rafe, a reminder, this Friday you have another chance to save a life blood drive over at Cruise Subaru from 11 to 4. Everybody who donates gets a free COVID-19 antibody test, plus they're going to give you a complimentary certificate, good for $35 in either the service parts or accessories department. Appointments are preferred, walk-ins are welcome, and if you want to register, go to redcrossblood.org, use the sponsor code CRUISE. That's this Friday at Cruise Subaru from 11 to 4. And speaking of Cruise and Cruise Subaru, happy birthday, Ken French. Good birthday today.
Come on, I bet, let me guess. 62.
We'll go with that.
All right, perfect.
I don't know. I don't know how old Ken is. I'll be honest with you. Known Ken a long time.
Been around.
Probably known him 25, 30 years. So he's at least 25, 30 years old. We'll go with that. 843-721-9500 is the number to call. Going back to Darlington, if you remember, Noah Gratzkin got disqualified. I guess he won his appeal.
Yes, he did.
And he got the $100,000.
Got his points, he got his purse and all that.
So what did they find?
That's a really good question, Bobby. Which brings up one thing that I can't stand about NASCAR. And I catch myself defending them. But why would you not, first of all, A, say here's why he was wrong, and then B, explain why he was right?
Yeah.
If you go back to our conversation that we had about that last week, of what I ascertained by what I had heard or what was wrong, it was in them guidelines. But when you bounce them cars off the fence, you know, 4, 5, 10, or 12 times throughout a race, that's a tricky little place you're going to walk when you're going to throw a man out. But the appeals committee, from what I can understand, was one person. That got to take and look at all the information. So, and I told you before, I said that when it comes to Dale Jr., integrity is paramount. So if they felt like they had a case and they didn't believe that they'd went in there really on the wrong side of that deal, that's what it was. So and we're just left to talk about it because we don't know. They haven't come about it. But I really think, you know, going forward, especially with this new car, and NASCAR trying to revamp and kind of rebrand themselves on a bunch of different levels, that being transparent about these rules, as it doesn't really mean a whole lot to me or you sometimes. But as a general fan, it would be nice to know that you would like to kind of make it a little bit more tangible, if you will.
Yeah. NASCAR hasn't been I mean, we don't even know what the TV contract is worth.
After all these years, never know that. Okay.
Well, we know. We know what Major League Baseball's contract is worth. We know what football's contract's worth. We know what the we have no idea what NASCAR's TV contract is worth.
Yeah, it'd be cool to know just to have that you can wrap around. But here's what I don't understand. The conversations that would gather by that information would be awesome. Because people are going to be arguing about it and going back and forth.
Right.
But it's a conversation about something. You know what I mean? So I wish instead of having a total negative conversation about why Noah Gregson was penalized and then why they threw it out. If it was an officiating problem, wouldn't you want to know if you're going to continue to watch and support and be a part of a particular sport, what was going on, right?
You would think. So, NASCAR has always had a transparency problem. We'll leave it at that.
No, and we will. But I want to say this, though. I want you to think about it. There are things in this world, in different things that we love and enjoy that are sports and entertainment, that probably the general public don't need to know from time to time. But from time to time, there are things that need to be fully out on the table and be fully transparent about. And they fall short of that. And I agree with you. Me and you are 100% in arrangement.
Man, we agree.
I'm sorry. I can't argue.
I wish I'd have got to watch more of the race. Then we could argue whether it was a good race or not. But I
no, it I was didn't. It was a mirror image of Darlington. And you right. would, and I had my guns loaded to come in here today. If you started, I had something for you, but you didn't get to see it all. But I would have had. But my guns were loaded. Was Bobby? I agree with you. 750 package. I don't know. We're going to see it again before this year's up.
Yeah.
But
all right, we need to take a break, and we'll be right back again. If you have any NASCAR questions for Rafe, 843-721-9500. We'll take a break. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
At Somerville Ford, we've got the Ford you want, the exceptional customer service you deserve, and fair prices that you can count on. Visit us in-store and check out the hundreds of Ford models in stock in our showroom and on our lot. Or shop our incredible inventory of new and used vehicles online 24/7 at SomervilleFord.com. 843-900-0535 complete details.
There's only one place to go for the best price and more. You'll pay too much if it's not Somerville Ford.
Your AC not up to par? The Bozzelli Cover Team has you covered with aisle heating and cooling products that you can depend on all year long. Pat Bozzelli's 45 years experience in service and installing HVAC equipment and parts is your assurance of rock solid service. Bozzelli Air Conditioning and Heating is local and family owned with a professionally trained team to provide top quality installations of aisle heating and cooling products. To stay comfortable at your residence or business, make the right call 843-722-3146.
Three-time major winner and 2020 European Ryder Cup captain Padraig Harrington for iPromise. iPromise eye vitamins are helping athletes all over the world gain an edge over the competition. That's why iPromise eye vitamins are the number one recommended eye supplement. If you need help with your vision, just listen to this.
Now that I'm back playing golf on the golf course, I definitely have picked up better with my contrast. And I suppose I see that a little bit in driving at night, but definitely on the golf course, I'm seeing the colours better, the contrast better, which has led to me putting better. Quite simply, if you look at my stats, I'm holding more putts, I'm reading the greens better, I'm more confident on the greens. That's been a big step for me, but it's not an overnight thing. You just kind of gradually, and all of a sudden, you just go, actually, it is better. These things are working better, and the confidence that has brought has really improved my putting.
Visit iPromise.com for 50% off any product when you use the promo code PGA. Upgrade your eyes with iPromise and get 50% off when you use the promo code PGA. iPromise.com.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage and Rocket Companies. Last year, we saw historically low mortgage interest rates. What you may not know is that interest rates are already starting to increase, and it's likely that trend is only going to continue. Our team of experts is standing by to help you save before rates go up. Don't look back and wish that you had taken action. Call 833-8-ROCKET or visit rocketmortgage.com.
Rocket.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states and MLS ConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash. Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply.
Credit Karma Money is a brand new checking account where you can win daily Instant Karma purchase reimbursements on items up to $5,000. Over $3 million in Instant Karma has already been given away to over 50,000 Credit Karma members and counting. Visit creditkarma.com/winmoney now to open your free account and start winning Instant Karma. That's creditkarma.com/winmoney. Instant Karma is sponsored by Credit Karma. No purchase necessary. Exclusions and terms apply. See rules. Banking services provided by MVB Bank, Inc. Member FDIC, maximum balance and transfer limits apply.
Credit Karma Money is a brand new checking account where you can win daily Instant Karma purchase reimbursements on items up to $5,000. Over $3 million in Instant Karma has already been given away to over 50,000 Credit Karma members and counting. Visit creditkarma.com/winmoney now to open your free account and start winning Instant Karma. That's creditkarma.com/winmoney. Instant Karma is sponsored by Credit Karma. No purchase necessary. Exclusions and terms apply. See rules. Banking services provided by MVB Bank, Inc. Member FDIC. Maximum balance and transfer limits apply.
I'd say that I was taking it hard since you wrote me off with a call. But don't you waste your little heart in sorrow when I may lay right down and fall. Now the race is on and here comes pride in the backstretch. Heartache going to the inside. My tears are holding back there. I'm trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running. Two love scratch for another sake. Race is on and it looks like heartache, and the winner loses all.
Hi everyone, welcome back to you. Van Dalk here on this Tuesday afternoon talking NASCAR with our good friend Rafe Judd. We'll get to Texas in a minute. We got, if you don't like road courses, this ain't your weekend.
No, not at all. This is like a super duper real road course. This ain't no Roval.
We'll get to Texas in just a little bit. But good news is NASCAR lifted its mask mandate for all the competitors when they're outdoors in the garage and pit areas. We're seeing fans back at races. Talladega actually had a thing where if you came and got the vaccine, you were allowed to take two laps around the Talladega racetrack.
Oh, man. Yeah, so I bet that brought them out.
They were doing the vaccine at the racetrack, and after you got vaccinated, you got to take two laps. So,
if you watched the last piece of Dover, the crowd at Dover was really, right. It was impeccable because we have said it a few years back. You had two races at Dover, and that was one of the places where they would put the banners up and stuff because, you were struggling to get 20, 30,000. I bet it was 50, I would say.
Right.
And that is huge for Dover. So that was really refreshing to see.
Man, Rick Hendrick.
What?
He's gotten big, hasn't he?
What?
I mean,
you got to get on that treadmill.
I mean, I am a full figured guy myself, but I mean, Rick Hendrick, that just surprised me how big he'd gotten. But he don't care. He's rich. His drivers finished 1, 2, 3, 4. I mean,
it was really good to see him at the racetrack.
I wonder what the odds of a guy, four drivers finishing 1, 2, 3, 4.
I don't know, man. But I'd like to know how Vegas is going to. I mean, maybe they'll be paying a little bit more attention to it because you got him. You got Stuart Haas has got four. Let's see. You got Gibbs has got four. And Penske's got three, but then the Wood Brothers. So if you kind of pushed Diabetto up into that. I mean, that's
Gibbs' guys have done like 1, 2, 3, 3, I think.
Yeah, the last, I think, if I remember this right, and I don't remember if Roush had five or four back then, but it was in 05 or 06 where four Roush drivers, they went 1, 2, 3, 4. But we hadn't seen it in the last, I don't know, 15 years probably. Someone will correct me on that.
With all those cars and all the craziness that goes in.
There's so many shenanigans.
The odds of it happening are pretty slim.
Yep. And a big shout out. We were talking about Chase earlier, but Chase was able to manage and get back up there and get him a top three. So a win's right around the corner for him, and it might be sooner than what we're thinking.
Could have got it Sunday if he had a little help from his teammates. That's all I'm saying.
That was a little selfish of some of them guys, but that's what you have to do, man, when you're racing. You can't and you know, maybe that's some of my problem is you think about the other stuff going on. You can't think about none of that. You got to be 100% selfish. That's what just – it drives me crazy when them guys go to Daytona Talladega. And who the heck wants to worry about what anybody else is doing other than me?
Right.
It's me. I want to win for my car owner, my sponsor, my fans.
I'm just picking.
No, but you're right, though.
I mean, that would have been three drivers locked into the chase.
Absolutely.
The
Yeah,
if they'd have let Chase win, but Chase didn't want to get. He didn't want that. Anyway, I saw this tonight, and it didn't sound right to me. But I'm going to ask you: 16 playoff spots, right?
Yep.
Goes to the regular season champion, and then 15 drivers based on the number of wins.
Mm-hmm.
Do we even have a regular season champion?
Yes. Yes, and they get
the
a
points
bonus.
Leader.
Yes, sir. We've been doing that
at the end of what, Darling? Not no, but yeah,
whatever the cutoff race
right.
is. I think where's it? I think it cuts off.
It was Daytona last year, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Daytona, the bookends.
So your regular season champion automatically gets in, whether he's got a win or not.
And I didn't know this, and I just found this out a couple of weeks ago, that there is an opportunity for us to have 17 drivers in the playoffs. And the only way that could happen is
It happened once before, didn't it?
Well, no, that was when
Jeff Gordon?
No, Clint Boyer spun out on purpose and all that mess, and they went ahead and pushed one through. That was a long story.
Okay.
We don't want to rehash that. But today...
Sorry.
This is what could happen.
My apologies.
Is if... All right, here we go. Let's just say, Bobby, we had 18 different winners, okay? Let's
right.
say that. And let's say that Denny Hamlin was leading the championship points at race 26, but he did not have a win. He would have an automatic bid into the playoffs, and he would be the 17th man.
And have we ever had to use that?
No, not to my knowledge. Now, you know, this year now we've got a three-time winner, a two-time winner, but we've got a lot of guys. We've got 10 people that have already won a race, and we're halfway through the season. If that trend were to continue, we're going to be right at it. I mean, right close to
right.
it. So I think we're going to wind up.
Let me make sure I'm on the same. So up until this point, everybody who's made the playoffs has a win.
Yep.
Okay.
And
so we haven't had to use that.
Correct.
Or the regular season champion has a win.
Has a win.
So we never had to use that.
And
okay.
he gets those bonus points to put in his pocket to carry with him
right.
throughout the playoffs. That's why last year Kevin Harvick won the champion, won the regular
right.
season title. He got the bonus points, but he fumbled at the end.
But he had like 7 or 8 wins. So
yeah,
I mean,
yeah, or 9, I think is what he ended up with. But he didn't even make it to Homestead.
Right.
You know, he started really having. Not good.
By the way, the last race for the playoffs is Daytona again, which
yep.
you know how I think about that. I don't think that's a good spot for Daytona, but
it was a
you know,
good
the Bruton
change.
Smith doesn't call me anymore. You know, Kerry Thorpe doesn't call me. Chip Wild doesn't call me. Nobody calls and wants my opinion.
Well, I want your opinion about this. Speaking of Kerry Thorpe, we need to get him back on the show and find out when are we going to race next year. Did they get the Mother's Day?
Right
back or is it going to take and be that Saturday night? We need to have Kerry back.
Has that been announced? Or
well, we got like a half of announcement at Darlington. I meant to talk to you about that.
I'm getting
week.
Back. I'll see if I can get him back.
Yeah,
I can't do anything because
I'd like to know what
he ain't
was
doing nothing to Labor Day.
No, not at all. Nothing. They got to cut grass, paint walls, get this ready. They got absolutely nothing.
He has to work on the property.
Right.
They like to call it the property.
Maybe what would be really cool if they let us run our legend cars down in the infield and out like they do at Charlotte. That would be fun, like a prelude to the Southern 500.
So you're looking for an angle to get on the Darlington Raceway.
Or they could just let us run them right there on the regular 1.366 mile oval. I'm down for that.
All right, what is the ARCA series? I mean, Xfinity's like AAA to baseball.
Right.
So what is the ARCA? Is that like
single
double A?
Single A? Yeah,
well,
double A.
What would double A be?
Trucks.
trucks would be double A.
Yep. So it would kind of be progressive. When these kids get out of late model, gee whiz, man, they start kind of almost in ARCA now. ARCA used to just be like a separate thing. It was almost like, Bobby, semi-pro football. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where guys that didn't quite make it would go, or guys that just couldn't let the sport go, they would all go, and they would wind up in a division, in a series that kind of held its own and did very well, and kind of worked themselves around some of the rules that NASCAR would run to keep their stuff relevant. And then I don't know all the details, but NASCAR bought them out. And I don't know how healthy that is one way or the other, but they have really seemed to be promoting the series, and a lot of teams, a lot of sponsors, and a lot of people gravitate towards that for your next crew members, your next crew chiefs, and your next drivers. They have a lot of programs going in that ARCA division where you would kind of grow up through that. Juan Pablo Montoya went through ARCA series before he ever got the Cup. Danica Patrick. I mean, the list, I could sit here and go on and on and on. It's kind of a stepping stone to go. Those cars at that time were a little bit higher horsepower and not as stringent with the rules. So it was a good opportunity for you to go and get a good feel of what it would be like in the Cup Series. Even though you may run truck in Xfinity, that was still a place you went and ran, especially if you had a ton of money, because your opportunity to win was right. Kind of high.
So it's like single A.
Yeah.
All right. So I was wondering that. One other thing, too, and I saw Bob Pockrass was talking about it, where the cars come from. Apparently, when the season starts, they get to purchase 6 cars, and then if they wreck one, they have to buy another one. Does that sound right to you?
Yeah, something along those lines.
In other words, everybody's buying the cars from the – are they buying the cars from the manufacturer, or are they buying the cars from NASCAR?
They have them, and I guess NASCAR kind of puts their stamp of approval. NASCAR may have a few fabricating shops putting those deals together, and I'm not 100% sure.
Right.
But it's got a code, a serial number and stuff, and if you kill a car or one's damaged or something of that nature, it needs to be presented so they can deem it as no good and say, okay, you're authorized to get you another chassis, and then you bolt your stuff on it, you go racing.
Right.
It's very, very similar to what we're going to see happen here in the future, NASCAR all the way around. And our little legend cars, if you run in an iNext sanction event, that's kind of the same thing. There's a stamp on that car that they look for that it has to, there's a lot of things.
It was either 6 or 8 they could purchase.
Yep.
I think it was 6.
And that's,
and they say when you wreck one, you can go buy another one.
And
they're just buying the chassis.
Right. And
they're not going to Cruise Chevrolet and say, hey,
no,
give
it's
me
just, a... It's a fabricated chassis that is right. Built to a spec that NASCAR and the ARCA people have worked together to come up with, that is safe, that is sound, that is affordable, and all that. It's a spec. It's not a spec division, so to speak, but the chassis itself is very specced out. And you don't need 50 people building them. Especially nowadays, as we're safety.
What happens to these cars at the end of the year? They just—I know some of them end up in their showrooms of their operations and stuff like that.
Yep, those things could wind up anywhere, man. Sometimes you could cut the front clip and the rear clip off of them. We've got a lot of vintage cars that run in division that we run in. You can sell them to people like that. And I've often wondered, even now, what I don't understand is, like, with the Cup cars going away next year. That would be an awesome opportunity for a lot of material out there that people could buy on the cheap and
right.
Come up with a division that you could actually race those things. They're a little sophisticated. There'd be a few things you could change, but the actual chassis and all those many body parts that are around the parts, it would be really cool if there was a division formed. And this happened several years ago to cycle through when the Cup cars kind of changed what they were doing. We've seen this a couple of times in our past where you almost create a division and it would travel and this and that. But it always gets out of hand, and the racers always ruin it. So it's just, you know.
Well, we all know where Ricky Stenhouse's car, the end of the, the end of yeah. in the woods around Dale Jr.'s house.
Cut up and sent to China to remelt and send back over here or something else. Yes.
Hey, we got to take a break. We'll come back and we'll take a look at this week down in Texas, road course racing at the Circuit of the Americas. And we'll let you tell us all about that when we come back.
And don't let me forget to talk about Brad Keselowski this week.
Yeah, going to be a team owner.
Could be.
So we'll take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ, 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
Traffic brought to you by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With 7 convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection at Gerald's Tires and Brakes.
Lots of heavy traffic on your major roadways, especially westbound, but you are seeing heavy traffic eastbound on the Mark Park from 61 to the Westmoreland Bridge. Also eastbound on the Mark Park in Mount Pleasant. Reports of an accident at Long Point Road and up near North 17. We have reports of lights malfunctioning 78 at North Maple. Accidents on the interstate westbound at Ashley Phosphate and Aviation. University at Gable and East Bay at Blake. We have reports of a wreck West Harrison at St. Andrews, Savannah near Bonanza, Savannah at Maine. If you're traveling Wesley at Savannah Highway or Savannah Highway near Dobbin, reports of accidents as well. Max Place is your Chicago themed diver sports bar. They have 25 HD TVs, your home for the Chicago Cubs. Max Place on East Bay across from the Custom House. That's the latest Tri-County traffic update. I'm Heather Daniels.
This traffic report provided to you by South Carolina Federal Credit Union, recently recognized as the best financial institution by readers of the Post and Courier. Visit scfederal.org, South Carolina Federal Credit Union.
Low Country Weather.
Brought to you by Garfield Jewelers on Savannah Highway in West Ashley. Expect to be impressed.
Here's your afternoon forecast. Partly sunny and very nice with a high around 77. Partly cloudy with a shower in the area tonight, a low around 64. Partly sunny with a shower or two Wednesday, high again around 77. Looking ahead, another beautiful weekend on the way with highs in the 80s. With your Low Country forecast, I'm John Dixon.
During these uncertain times, Garfield Jewelers cares about your safety, the special hours, and the convenience of appointment shopping. Garfield's is here to celebrate life's biggest moments with our classic one-of-a-kind estate jewelry, our unique diamond engagement rings, and everything beautiful under the sun. Now more than ever, serving you safely is our pleasure at Garfield Jewelers, Savannah Highway, across from Nissan. Expect to be impressed.
It's here. Charleston's first classic country station. 98.5 and 1340 AM. Playing all the great vintage country hits that you still love.
This kiss.
Pop a top again.
But contemporary country radio won't play anymore. The 90s, 80s, and a touch of the legends. That's what we're all about on 98.5 and 1340 AM.
The hottest country.
Charleston's classic country. WQSC.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale. Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Because there's only one you, Vuse Alto is the vape as unique as you are. With Vuse by You, you can make your unique mix with any of 7 colors, 3 flavors, 3 nicotine levels, and infinite wrap designs. So how will you do? You! Make Vuse Alto a vape that is yours, in store now. Discover more at Vuse.com. Vuse. Charge beyond. Vapor products. Underage sale prohibited. Website and offers restricted to age 21 and over tobacco consumers.
Major key alert. Don't ever play yourself. Life is like school. You will be tested, so pass it.
Learn the real major keys to getting to college at GetSchooled.com.
Stay focused. Now that's a major key alert.
Brought to you by Get Schooled and the Ad Council.
Stroker Ace was born to race. He had a mean streak 2 feet wide. A son of a gun with a taste for fun and more than his share of pride. Take a dirt road curve with a devil's nerve, make a car dance across the mud. And haul and shine was his regular line till the track got in his blood. Was a real hot shot and he bragged a lot, but man, that fool could drive. Cause he loved the feel of the steering wheel and the girls with the bedroom eyes. And in a racing tide or a barroom fight, old Stroker stole the show. A backstretch blazer, a real hellraiser, and a racetrack Romeo. Mama, lock your daughters up, that Bob Bunch is back in town.
Hey, Mom, welcome back to you, Panto.
And them little girls get frisky when they
here on this Tuesday afternoon. Final segment of the day. I could never decide what was a worse movie, Stroker Ace or Six Pack.
Probably, I don't know. Six Pack.
Days of Thunder was okay.
Yeah, Six Pack at least had a story. I don't know, Stroker Ace was pretty dumb, but it was cool, man.
I mean, Burt Reynolds out there in a chicken suit. Oh,
the
gosh.
Fastest chicken in the South.
That's it.
Gotta watch it. Gotta watch it again.
Brad Keselowski apparently has been offered a full-time cup ride with Roush Racing, and that will begin next season in a deal that would include part ownership in a renamed team. It would be known as Roush Fenway Keselowski Race. How does Brad Keselowski turn this down? He doesn't, does he?
Nah, I wouldn't if I was him. I mean, he's got a huge, what a lot of people don't know, he's got a huge engineering firm of his own that's he's got up and going. Roush has been like...
non-existent?
For years, I mean, you know, when we had the roof flaps and stuff that right. came out of Roush Engineering, it was a different...
when I say that, I mean, Roush was a huge name, and he's kind of...
Big time.
He's
road racing.
He's falling down to...
drag racing. And, yeah, man, after he got hurt and a couple of times almost lost his life, you know, his presence and what he's doing and him being on top of his game, I think this is a huge move if this really goes through, if it all happens, like what's...
Right.
It's all on the table. But, yeah, man, I think Brad Keselowski... like him or dislike him, he comes from great racing stock. He's a heck of a wheel man. He's got an engineering mind. He understands the cars. He cares about them. He knows how to build them. He knows it all from A to Z. He's the kind of guy, man, he owned that truck team but kind of run out of the Ford, the manufacturer, kind of run that group out of there. But he too. Him, Kevin Harvick, Kyle Busch. I'm hoping that these guys right. are the future of our sport. So that information that came out today, if it all comes to pass for me as a race fan, for me as someone who really loves the sport, that will continue for the sport to remain healthy and grow.
I wonder why they put LeBron James' name in the didn't he buy part of that? Roush Fenway? I think he did.
I believe so.
Yeah, it was like a percent, like a small.
He was part of the Red Sox. Yeah.
Liverpool
bought,
as well.
He bought into the Fenway part
piece
of, it,
of that wound right. up being like kind of backdoored into NASCAR, and it got talked about, and then we didn't talk about right. it anymore. So, and I think you know at some point Roush may end up like Petty, regardless of who the principals are. That will be the name kind of hanging over the top
right.
of the team. Rather, it's Keselowski.
He's
got to
be getting
whatever.
Up there. I don't know how old he is.
He's got to be close to 80, Bob, I would say.
He ain't the brightest person in the world. I mean, one plane crash, okay, then get back in another plane and had two plane crashes survive.
Oh, boy. Uh-uh. Fearless man.
One plane crash is enough for me. You ain't get me back in an airplane after the first. He's a very lucky guy. Don't forget Citadel College of Charleston. That'll be on 94.7 FM and 910. Those two stations have already left us now for the pregame. Appalachian State in South Carolina coming up tonight, 6:45 airtime on 98.9 FM. Mets and Braves will join that in progress after Citadel College of Charleston and the River Dogs home tonight against Delmarva. One other local note, too. Bailey Ober, former College of Charleston pitcher, he's going to make his debut, Major League Baseball debut tonight against the White Sox. So if you have the package, you can check out the former College of Charleston Cougar. All right, head to Texas, the circuit of the Americas. Is that a new course?
Yeah, that's the one that they built not too far away from Texas Speedway.
This race would be at Texas Motor Speedway, but they got in this road course thing.
Very convoluted how this whole thing went down, and that's where the they had the Formula One, I guess, came down last year or year before, or was it 3 years ago? I don't know, man. I'm getting older, Bob. Brand new facility, brand new this, brand new that. You know, just a test your skill road course, not your normal, not your Roval, not your Daytona, not your Watkins Glen, not like Sonoma. It's a little bit different the way it's laid out. And so we're going to be looking at the guys that flourish on these road courses. I mean, no joke, man. Chase Elliott was the man on the road courses. Martin Truex has been good. One interesting thing that I'm going to be really looking forward to is AJ Allmendinger is going to make his second Cup start for College Racing, and I am really hardcore leaning towards him for someone that I would look to pick. This is a brand new facility; we've never raced there, so man, your strategy is going to be very, very paramount to understand the difference of this road course versus it all. You always say, well, you know, all we can back into it with your wood tires and with fuel and how that's all going to work out. But you got to have a really, really, really good knowledge of your car and understanding road racing. And I think this being a really hardcore true road race, I think Allmendinger has a little step up on that side. Now, equipment-wise, and Allmendinger's the kind of guy step on his toe in a minute too. So if he hangs tough and pays attention to what he's doing, I think that's somebody that we will see flourish. Also, too, another note is Austin Cindric is also racing in this race, and he's very well versed in road racing. That's kind of where he got his start, young as he is. Pretty good road racer himself. So it'll be very interesting to see. It's going to be a heck of a mix. We've got a lot of guys that kind of won a race, are a little bit comfortable. They can, throw really some funky moves out there or do some things that are different. And a road course is where you can take and do that. And our man Michael McDowell that won Daytona at the beginning of the year, he's a good road racer. And we'll see who shines because we're going to have a bunch of them coming up here in the next couple of months.
Yeah, I'm looking at the layout now. It's definitely interesting. It's got a long straightaway. I'm guessing I've never driven a race car. I'm guessing that straightaway kind of gives the drivers a chance to take a deep breath, kind of get their wits together before, because there's a lot of turns in this thing.
Yeah, it was at 18. What does it say there? I know there's a turn 14A and 14B, but I think all in all, it's next to 20. If I'm
it's 20. Yeah.
Yeah. It's so. And guys are just – they're not used to that. So if you – a hardcore road racer, I think, and we've had some people go and had some tests and Goodyear did some stuff there. But the other thing that's going to kind of kick it all into tail is it's supposed to rain this weekend, Bobby, so that's going to even be funner to see how that deal works out. So that's pretty interesting this weekend. Again, I think a little bit of rain might help. That'll really
Yeah, I want to see rain in a road course. Race. Come on. Truck race, 1 o'clock Saturday, Fox Sports 1. Xfinity race, 4 o'clock Saturday, Fox Sports 1. Sunday, 2:30, the Echo Park Texas Grand Prix, and that'll be on Fox Sports 1. So Fox Sports 1 will be the place to watch all the action at Texas. And I won't see any of this because I'll be at Kiowa.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, well, so, have fun. Man, you going to get out on the course and call
Are you going to get out to the golf?
Nope. I ain't going to be able to go. Took some time off there to go racing in Dillon.
You'd probably walk out there with that orange golf outfit you have, won't you?
Yes. And I won't be missed. And AJ Allmendinger is going to win, by the way, too.
Chase Elliott.
All right. AJ Allmendinger.
Chase Elliott. First winner of the season.
AJ Allmendinger.
Chase Elliott.
AJ Allmendinger.
Who knows more about racing than me and you? Appreciate it, man.
All right, man. Thank you.
Hey, appreciate everybody listening. Appreciate everybody calling. And we'll be back tomorrow live from Freshfields Village out at Kiowa. Luke will be on at 12. I'll be on at 3. And we will pretty much be at Kiowa the rest of the week. Everybody have a good night. We'll talk to you tomorrow.